of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
In the old rugged cross, stained with blood so divine, a wondrous beauty I see. For 'twas on that old cross Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me.
To the old rugged cross I will ever be true, its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday.
And with that beautiful sound of the Lennon Sisters, we begin morning devotion. And I certainly look forward to spending these 30 minutes with you. Thank God for the old hymns. I love many of the new ones and many of the praise choruses and a lot of the songs that have just been written in recent days. But let's don't discard the old. Hymns like this one, the old rugged cross that has been with us for so many years and still blesses the hearts of those who sing them. Well, together, let's just lean our arms upon heaven's windowsill and gaze into the face of our Savior. And then, with that vision in our heart, turn strong to meet our day. My Father, this I ask of Thee, knowing that Thou wilt grant this plea. For this and only this I pray, strength for today, just for today. Strength for each trial and each task. What more, my Father, should I ask? Just as I need it day by day. Strength for my weakness, this I pray. I do not ask a lifted load, nor for a smooth and thornless road. Simply for strength enough to bear life's daily burdens anywhere. Strength for the present hour in need. This given, then, I'm blessed indeed. For each day as it comes will bring sufficient strength for anything. Strength for today that I may make some sad souls glad for Jesus' sake. Then they with me at eve shall say, thank God for strength he gave today. Strength for each trial and each task. What more, my Father, should I ask? Just as I need it day by day, strength for my weakness, this I pray. And you know, as we pray for things like this, God will certainly grant it. If we pray in faith, believing, put our trust in the Lord. As David said, in the day that I cried, you answered me. and strengthen me with strength in my soul. You know, faith and prayer, believing faith and prayer, will certainly put God to work for you. Don't you believe so? So let's believe Him, let's trust Him. Faith and prayer puts God to work for you.
Faith and prayer puts God to work for you.
Being assembled together with his disciples, Jesus commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, Ye have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And Jesus said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when Jesus had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who said also to them, You men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus and Simon the Zealot and Judas the son of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, with his brethren. These are exciting times, aren't they? The resurrection had just taken place about 40 days before this. And now the disciples, standing there on the Mount of Olives, watched the Savior as he was carried up into heaven. They watched him as long as their eye could see him, until a cloud received him out of their sight, and two angels standing by said, "Why are you looking up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven." In other words, not just a vision, not just a visitation of the Lord, not just an outpouring of his Spirit, not just our hearts burn within us by his presence, but Jesus himself, the one with the prints of the nails in his hands and in his feet, Jesus himself shall come again. That's the promise of the Scripture, mentioned over 300 times in the New Testament alone, and many times in the Old Testament, but over 300 times in the New Testament, the Bible says emphatically, Jesus is coming again. Jesus is coming again. And the whole New Testament closes with those wonderful, encouraging words. "He who testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen." That's how the New Testament, the whole Bible, comes to a close. The promise again that Jesus is coming again.
After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations, and kindreds, and people, and tongues, stood before the throne, and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, and palms in their hands. "What are these which are arrayed in white robes? And whence come they?" "These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb."
Oh,
you say, praise the Lord. That's the hope of the Christian, isn't it? Do you know who was the first one, as far as we have any record of, to prophesy concerning the second coming of Jesus Christ? You know who was the first one? It was the prophecy of the godly Enoch, is the earliest recorded revelation of the second coming of Christ. And you remember Enoch? The man who walked with God there in the book of Genesis. And Enoch walked with God and he was not, for God took him. And he was translated. He didn't have to wait until the rapture of the church at the close of this age. The Lord took him home right then and there. He had a testimony that he pleased God, and that's what we've got to have if we're going to be ready to be caught away by the Lord and to be resurrected and to ascend with the others. Whether you are alive when Jesus comes or if you have died, either way, the dead in Christ shall rise first, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And Enoch prophesied about that. The Bible says in the Epistle of Jude, and Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints. Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints. I don't know when it will be, and the Bible doesn't tell us when exactly, but the Bible does say, watch and be ready. That's the message of the New Testament. Watch and be ready. So that at the sound of the trumpet, as we read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and how many times have you read that? But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them who are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also who sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not precede them who are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. What a comfort, what a consolation these words do bring to us. That when our loved ones who have fallen asleep in Jesus are laid to rest, that's not the end of it. The Bible tells us that. It is not the end of it. There is coming a glorious reunion day, and we shall be carried up together on the wings of the glory of God to be with Jesus forever and ever. That's the hope of the Christian, isn't it? Oh, let's praise him today. Let's praise him today.
Oh, I wonder at the break of each morning if this day may be the one for which I yearn, breaking through the clouds of glory without warning, in the twinkling of an eye Christ could return, carried away on the wings of the upward I'll go, far, far away from this earth for which long I have traveled. Upward, yes, upward I'll go. Nothing will hold me when Jesus Christ shall call. Things I've loved I'll soon forget. When at his feet I fall, I'll be carried away on the wings of the glory of God. Upward, yes, upward I'll go. Nothing will hold me when Jesus Christ shall call. Things I've loved I'll soon forget. When at his feet I fall, I'll be carried away on the wings of the glory of God. Upward, yes, upward I'll go. Upward, yes, upward I'll go.
For which cause we faint not, but though our outward men perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. These are the reasons that the apostle could say, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Because when you have this kind of a hope buried deep within your heart and soul, there is nothing that can so hurt you, offend you, discourage you, confront you, that would make you want to give up and quit. Oh, what a secret it is to have such a firm hope within the heart. The Bible calls it an anchor, which hope we have as an anchor for the soul. That anchor of hope that keeps you from being tossed to and fro by the waves and the stormy winds that blow. It stabilizes your life. Let come what may. Be cast down, but you won't be destroyed. Be troubled on every side, but you won't be distressed. Not when you have this hope in your heart, because you know it's going to be worth it all when we see Jesus. Life's trials will seem so small when we see Christ. One glimpse of his dear face, all sorrows will erase. So bravely run the race till we see Christ. Who knows? Maybe it could be today. Man has been talking about these things for centuries and centuries and centuries. And who knows but what it could happen today. Or maybe first thing in the morning at daybreak. The heavens will open, the trumpets you'll sound, and Jesus shall return. Oh, I want to be ready. Whether he comes today or first thing in the morning or tomorrow night, or if it's 100 years from now, I want to walk with him today. Don't you? Put your hand in God's hand. Be faithful. Do his will. Do what he bids you. Love him with all your heart. Keep everything out of your heart and soul that's displeasing to him. Let there be nothing negative, nothing offensive, nothing contaminating, but let your heart be pure. Let the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanse us from all unrighteousness, and let us walk with God in white, that we may walk with him there. Who knows? Maybe it could be today that Jesus comes. It could be. It could be today. Oh, I hope so. But if it isn't today, I'm going to look for him tomorrow. And if he doesn't come tomorrow, I'll look for him the next day. And endeavor to so live in that fashion.
There is a message written in the Word of God for me.
My Savior put it
there. My Savior put it there.
To ease my load of care.
To ease my load of care. heart be troubled, I will come again,
that with me you may be throughout eternity. The Christ I love is coming soon. It may be morning, night, or noon.
I know some little light and
room. It may be today.
What a day to be, this day of victory.
The Christ I love is coming soon. It may be morning, night, or noon.
My bones are in the
day when Jesus comes, it can't be far away. You ask me how you'll know it when he comes. There's not much I can say.
Well, it looks like my time is about gone. I've enjoyed being with you. This is John Thrasher. Thanks for listening. I love you all. God loves you. Walk with him. Keep your heart clean and pure. There's no other way to live, is there? Than endeavoring to be everything God wants you to be. Have a nice day. God bless you abundantly.
Loud and loud.